Today we're going to talk about the privileges of being a child of the King. Do we feel privileged? Does anybody here feel privileged that you're a child of the King? Yes. Kathy said yes. Anybody else? Kim says yes. Don, yes. Kimmy, yes. It is a privilege to be a child of the King. You know why? Because we're special. And that's the only reason why. Because Jesus died on the cross for us and His blood has made us special. And what we have to do is receive Him with our whole heart and make Him Savior of our lives. Sometimes that gets really difficult with all the things that are going on in the world around us. But we have to remember, as soon as we get up, you talk to God. No matter what, how long it takes, whenever you brush your teeth, whenever you go potty, whatever it is, you talk to God and you tell Him, thank you, I'm awake because of you. One of the things that we have is security. We have a security. You know, sometimes people talk about having a false security or something. But we have a for sure security in the Lord. His Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's kids. We are God's kids. He loves us. The second thing is we have authority that He gives. Authority in what? Not over some of our teenagers, but authority over our sin and the devil. The third thing is an intimacy. And we go to Him lots of time crying out loud, Abba, the Father, Abba. And it's not that we're just crying out loud because we're just being loud. It's because we're expressing our deep emotions to Him. Sometimes we just want to holler out and go, please, Father, are you there? The other thing is assurance. The Holy Spirit gives us assurance that we truly are in God's family. He really loves us. We are all a family. You think, well, when I'm growing up, I didn't get along with my sisters or brothers. That doesn't matter. Right here, this body right here, we're family. Larry, I know that disappoints you on your bigger sister, but I am your sister. We are family. We're family. This is the body of Christ, and we're family. We also have inheritance. We're his children, and we are heirs of the throne. One day we get to go to a beautiful place and live in paradise. It's so good if you can. We got to play cards. It was kind of hard last night. Kimmy had to help me, but we played cards with some friends last night. It was the best time. We laughed and cut up, and even as good as that thing was, goodness, heaven is so much more than that. The happiest day when you were a kid, if you got to go to Disney World and ride Space Mountain, and you laughed all the way down, whatever it is, the best day you've ever had in your life, saying I do to your wonderful spouse. Heaven is so much more than that. We can't even fathom what it's going to be like. And we get to see people that we know. It'll be just a great reunion. So we inherit heaven. So if anybody goes, are you an heir to anything? Well, yes. I have $1 million and plus. No. You inherit the Lord's freedom in heaven. We get to go to heaven and not to hell. Another thing which is as hard for us is the discipline. We share in His sufferings because of what Jesus did on the cross. God disciplines us for our good. If He didn't discipline us, we wouldn't know that He really loved us. I mean, yeah, we have struggles. Kim sees me, every day. We both fight over depression. We have struggles over stuff, money, physical, whatever it is. We have struggles. But when we mess up, it's not like He spanks us with a belt, but He's going to discipline us. He is going to make sure that we depend on Him and that we know that He loves us. I'm not going to let Isabella run out in the street because I'm going to discipline her because I love her. It's for her good. By the way, I got to see them again the other day. They are so precious. Oh my goodness, they love the Lord. It's so exciting to see family, isn't it? And it's nice. Edith will get to see family, and I know everything will go good. So He disciplines us. Yes, you're going to be disciplined. Why? Because He loves you. He's not going to just let you go on and do stuff. There's going to be consequences, but it's consequences out of love, not being mean and punish you and torture you and I'm going to make you crippled. Do you understand me? Because you're a rotten kid. Not like that. He disciplines in the heart. That's why we have a soul. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. He disciplines us because he cares. We discipline our children, our grandchildren, because we care. We love. Okay? We all have a family likeness. I kind of already talked about this. We will suffer in the same as Christ as we live for him and speak of him. God works in us and through circumstances so that we be conformed to the likeness of his Son. We will suffer because we are brothers and sisters of Christ. You know, we have not suffered like God has. Not at all. Like Jesus did on the cross. We have not suffered. We don't even know the first thing about suffering. But the good thing is, whatever you're going through right now, God's already been through that. He has stood where you're standing now. He knows what you're going through. He knows the struggles. Do we sometimes go, God, why? I was such a baby this past week going, God, why do I just have to be alone? Do you not love me? You took my husband. You know, it was just I felt like he waited about a minute and he went, you know, Priscilla, let me slap your wrist is what I thought he said. But, you know, we all go through that self-pity sometimes. Why do I have to have dialysis? Why am I crippled? Why am I blind? Why do I struggle with health problems? Why do I have depression? Why do I have thoughts of suicide? You know, we're human and we're normal. But aside of that, we know God loves us. And we're going to have to get back. But you get back to God. You don't dwell in that place for very long. Okay? I know people right now, they're in dark places. They think, this is it. I can't do it anymore. And even some of them are Christians that I know that are. But sometimes it just gets so bad you feel like giving up. But don't give up. Don't give up. Because God loves you. He has been right where you are. He suffered. You're going to suffer consequences. You're going to have to go through sufferings because of our sin that we did for Jesus. The good thing is, the more and more that we go in our walk with Christ, we get more and more Jesus-like. And that's our goal. And when God tells you, the Holy Spirit, when he reveals things to you and you deny him, you shouldn't do that. When I say that, I mean like maybe praying for somebody. If the Holy Spirit says, you know, right now you need to pray, you need to get on your knees and talk to me, whatever it is. We have got to keep the lines of communication open. Just like in a marriage. If you don't communicate with that person, you're going to be in trouble. And I don't even like to talk about the enemy anymore, you know, because I don't want to give him any power. But the devil will sneak into any opportunity that he can, and he's very patient. He will sneak in and let something grow and fester and grow and fester, and you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go. You got to take your authority over Satan. Get out of here in Jesus' name. I'm living for God. Sing a praise song. If you don't have the feeling that you can fight him, just start singing praises. He will leave. Trust me. So today, let's start a new day that God loves me. He hears me. He's been where I have stood, and I just want to trust him. You just got to trust him. Even though it looks bad right now, it looks bad and you're hurting and you're crying inside, trust him because he loves you. And that's so hard for us because people in our society, they don't have an agape love. They think, well, if you don't look this way, then, you know, hey, I don't even want to talk to you. Oh, your nose is so long, get away from me. Oh, your hair is bald, get away from me. You know, society, if we don't act a certain way or do certain things for people, well, you won't do this for me. I don't like you. I'm going to get away from you. It doesn't matter. God has an agape love for you. That's just what he wanted me to talk about over and over. Love, love, love. So today, I know God's not up here, but we're going to sing, Lord, you are precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. What's the next one, Larry?
Nothing I desire compares with you.
Yeah, nothing I desire compares with you. Thank you. He's my go-to man, right? Okay, so let's all just bow your close your eyes and bow your head and sing to God right now. Tell him, show him how much you love him. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Oh, God, I'm way off. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Amen. Nothing, nothing. Sing praises to God all day long. It'll get you through the day, I promise. Amen. Thank you.